Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV. We're at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas, and right now we're talking with Mark Klugman. He's an advisor to the president of Honduras. He's advised a number of other Latin American and North American presidents, including people like Ronald Reagan and the senior Bush, who he wrote speeches for and worked with. You're very much in the charter city, the free city movement in Honduras, which has had some setbacks. Talk about what's going on now and why people who are interested in seeing a city that comes together based on, you know, market ideas is going forward.
Great, thanks. Yeah, in Honduras, there is a reform to the Constitution that actually makes it possible to create a jurisdiction like Hong Kong. Now, I don't use the word city. For the same reason someone who's writing a screenplay doesn't say, I'm writing an Oscar-winning movie. No, you're writing a screenplay. The market will decide if it becomes an Oscar-winning movie, a blockbuster. What we need to do are create jurisdictions, and I call them leap zones, L-E-A-P, legal, economic, administrative, political. These are not special economic zones. There are 3,000 special economic zones in the world. That's great. It's a chair with one leg. You need to have a judicial system that is credible. You don't get rule of law. You need to have an executive who don't have to pay bribes to get things done, and where you have a police that actually provides security, not corruption. And you need to have a system of governance that is more than a sandcastle, where it's not going to be washed away through demagoguery.
These districts, or jurisdictions rather, are they geographical or are they affiliative? I mean, how do they work and when will they actually be coming online in Honduras?
Yeah. That's a great question, Nick. The initial stage is they are geographical areas. I think in the future, Chapter 7, once you go through the various iterations of it, you perfectly well could create virtual spaces. The same way by election you can say, I want it to be elect, a subchapter S. But at this stage, these are territorial. The Congress of Honduras has the faculty to designate an unlimited number of special zones. Right now, there are two communities in Honduras where the local population has asked to have it placed on the ballot in November, a few months from now, if it will be designated that their area where they live will be designated as a special jurisdiction, a leap zone.
So we can look to the elections in November to see if this stuff immediately comes online. Let's say they win, the two places get it, you have leap jurisdictions. What happens next?
Well, what happens next is really exciting, because what you've done is this area is now semi-autonomous. It's separated from the political regime in the capital. There is a board of trustees, in essence, which provides the buffer and the guarantees of stability under rule of law. You have written into the constitutional law that there's a cap on taxation. These are low tax, low regulation regimes. And the most exciting part is a page is being taken out of the success of Lee Kuan Yew, or Hong Kong for that matter, which is...
So Lee Kuan Yew in Singapore.
Lee Kuan Yew in Singapore.
Hong Kong, as a separate
exactly. Yeah. Both of those jurisdictions, Hong Kong and Singapore. When Singapore came to independence in 1965, Lee Kuan Yew said, I need to offer investors and my population world-class justice, and to create good institutions requires time that exceeds a human lifespan. So how do you do it? What I call institutional leapfrogging. You say, okay, where in the world does that already exist? Well, in London, the Judicial Committee of the Privy Council, members of the House of Lords with wigs, they're not going to be taking bribes from a businessman in Singapore or a foreign investor doing business there. That will be my Supreme Court, so said Lee Kuan Yew, and he kept it that way for 20 years. Hong Kong, throughout the British period, the same thing. It was British courts. When Hong Kong is handed over to China, it doesn't get integrated into the Chinese judicial system. They create a new court, again, through institutional leapfrogging.
Let me ask you as a final point. Lee Kuan Yew in Singapore, it's not necessarily, I mean, it was a great place to invest, maybe not a great place to live, especially if you have kind of wacky ideas about lifestyle choice.
Right.
What's likely to happen in Honduras in these jurisdictions? What kinds of places will they be like? Will they be more like San Francisco, or more like I'm trying to think of a city where it's a or is it going to be more like Riyadh? I guess.
I wouldn't compare them to either. Okay, I think they'll be Honduran. because Honduras is a country where you have a population, and for many people, their best option is to leave. They risk their lives to do it. There's a train called the Beast, and they get on this train, which will take them up through Guatemala, a very high casualty rate. People lose their legs. They fall off the train. Then they get into Mexico. You may be captured by the Zetas, a criminal drug organization. If you're a woman, they may put you forcibly in a brothel. If you're a man, they may turn you into a drug mule. It's a very dangerous... But when people reach that level of desperation, they say, wait a minute, what if there's one more option? What if in your own country... there's a space where there'll be transparency under rule of law, where there'll be a classical liberal arrangement, where there'll be safety and freedom. And I think the first requirement of a special zone in a place where so much of the population is in precarious situations is not to fulfill the imagination of programmers who are living in Silicon Valley. I think the first requirement is it needs to fulfill the needs of the people who are in Honduras, because right now they're not having very good options, and this is transformative. And once Honduras does this, the other countries of Central America experience a tremendous competitive requirement to copy it. Now, what we know from the experience with China, with the special economic zones, is once you create these tiny spaces within the larger territory, these tiny spaces eventually overwhelm the large territory. George Gilder brilliantly said, prior to the handover of Hong Kong to China from the British, he said, 1997, that will be the year that Hong Kong takes over China. And of course, he was right. And here is an opportunity where, by using very small pieces of land, we can transform very large areas and give people, millions of people, the chances for a better life with more freedom.
Well, hopefully we'll, in a year we'll be talking about these places in Honduras that have become a shining city on a hill that maybe Americans will learn something from. We've been talking with Mark Klugman. He's an advisor to the president of Honduras, and he's working on bringing LEAP jurisdictions to a country that needs more freedom, just as we all do. Mark, thanks for talking with us. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.